I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Water woes in DeKalb County today after a massive water main break early this morning flooded Beaufort Highway just north of 285. A boil water advisory is in effect for the entire county. DeKalb County CEO Michael Thurman told the AJC that he expects full restoration of service within 24 hours. Meanwhile, DeKalb County offices are closed for the day, as are all library locations and the perimeter mall. And DeKalb County Animal Service officials say they are in urgent need of water for the animals in their care. Weather woes are impacting Hartsfield-Jackson Airport today. Travelers face delays due to the winter storm slamming the East Coast from Washington all the way up to New England. While we're enjoying a sunny day, those regions are experiencing high winds, heavy rains, and large snow accumulations. Delta Airlines is issuing a travel waiver for the next few days, which allows passengers flying to selected cities in the Northeast to rebook their trip without paying a penalty. Airport officials are asking passengers to check with their airlines to get updated information on flights before heading to the airport. The ordinance banning the booting of vehicles parked on private property was not approved by the Atlanta City Council at this week's meeting. This after retail business owners and property managers expressed concern about some of the wording in the measure. The Atlanta Business Chronicle reports that a substitute ordinance was brought before the council, but council members voted unanimously to refer it back to the Public Safety Committee for further study. And the Atlanta School Board says teachers at Perkerson Elementary in southwest Atlanta will have to reapply for their jobs at the end of the school year. The decision to reconstitute the school comes after several years of struggling performance. According to CBS 46, Perkerson was identified in 2014 as one of 16 low-performing schools by the governor and the state. Teachers who are not rehired at the end of the year will receive priority at other APS schools. And Oglethorpe has become the third county in the Athens area to join local governments across the country in filing lawsuits against opioid manufacturers. Athens, Clark, and Oconee are already parties to a lawsuit seeking to recover costs local governments are incurring as a result of the epidemic. According to the AJC, the defendants include Johnson & Johnson, Ortho McNeil Janssen Pharmaceuticals, and Watson Pharma. And Henry County will get a new sheriff in 2020, and basketball legend Shaquille O'Neal hopes that it's him.
I plan on running for sheriff in a small town where I live at. And, you know, I'll be 48 years old, and it'll be time for me to do something different. And this has always been a dream and aspiration of mine to become a sheriff. And I live there. I'll be living there full time. So hopefully you'll come out and vote for me.
Shaq, who lives in McDonough, made the comments to 11 Alive yesterday during a birthday celebration. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.